We can take action and learn ourselves without judgment. We can take action while giving ourselves grace. We could work through these limiting beliefs. We could release these stuck emotions. We can get to where we are meant to be by tuning in and taking action on those nudges from our inner wisdom. And it's not easy. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. How are you? I don't even know what to say at the beginning of episodes lately because I'm like, it's all the same. Spring is coming. I'm so excited to hear the birds chirping. The weather is kind of getting nicer. I just feel the energy lately has been so palpable. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just my family, but like there's just so much change on the horizon. And it's scary, but then it's like, I come back and I'm like, but it's good change. Like it's all for the good. And, you know, really regrounding in God's grace and God's word. And I just feel that I'm like, is it spring? Because it's like the rebirth and growth of just the seasons changing. And I mean, there's so much going on, obviously, in the world too. And there's just something to hold tight onto with your energy and your positivity and your happiness and your love and your light. Because by golly, there are so many external factors that try to dim our light. And I hope that this episode can help you like put that extra vibe on. So what I wanted to dive into today was to talk about, dissect a little bit, how to stay true to ourselves and how to connect to our intuitive center. And I think I've shared this on the show already, but my word this year is trust. And I was kind of dilly-dallying. I was between two words. And ironically enough, I chose trust to be my word for the year. And the other word was actually hope. And that came through. I also choose a card. I have like an angel oracle deck. And I just choose a card for my year. And then it's my bookmark for the year. And the card that I chose was hope. Oh my gosh. So I'm just like, oh my gosh. Had to journal on it. Had to like document that, right? Timestamp that. But my word for the year is trust. Because let me tell you what, let's say the first spiritual awakening that I had was 5 years ago without even knowing it. And then it like came full force when Jalen was born in 2022, that March. So it's, gosh, no. I'm trying to think. She was one. So, because it was last March, like I'm hitting like this 1 year anniversary of like a whole just epiphany of stuff. And it's been such a beautiful journey, but we're constantly learning and unlearning and finding our way, finding our path. And we share a lot about this on this show. We talk a lot about like in-depth stuff, and it's okay to feel one way or have beliefs and they might change, or you might learn more about something and be like, oh, like, yeah, I still believe in this, but like you, the more that you know, and the more that you learn, and it's not a bad thing to want to uncondition or unlearn things. Like to have this is my opinion, to have this dogmatic, like viewpoint, this just your peripherals are on, that I feel can be very harmful too, because you aren't open to the beauties of what's around us, and no one knows everything, right? So I just feel that the more that we are open to learning and evolving and growing, it is just this beautiful evolution of growth. But then also when the hard does come up, and when like maybe a compounded stuck emotion with you arose because you've been doing all this amazing work, and now you're like, oh my gosh, what is this feeling? I don't like this. I've been doing all this work and I've been feeling so amazing. What is this? That's healing. That is your body knowing that it is okay to release a stuck emotion that you've been storing, you know, maybe past traumas or whatever it might be from childbirth. Like I've been really working with Jason. I had a really traumatic birth, and I feel like we both kind of have some stuck emotions there. So I feel like when you're ready for it, your body will allow it to be released, to be healed. But then, you know, our mind, our ego comes back in and it's like, oh, whoa, like I must not be doing it right because now I don't feel so good, you know? So there's just so much depth to this, and I'm already going on a tangent, so I have to reel this back in. We are talking about following our yes energy. We are talking about trust, trusting our inner compass, trusting our inner wisdom, how to tap into that, because deep down, we know innately what is right for us, what we want for us. Call it your soul, call it your spirit. I mean, our soul and spirits are two different things, but you know, you call it what you want. We know deep down what we want. And the only way to know yourself is to learn yourself, to learn how to, you know, tap into that intuition, how to follow your heart, how to listen to those gut responses, how to follow that inner compass. And we're never gonna be perfect. We all lead with our ego, and we all, you know, like make decisions that might be just persuaded by external factors or pressures or, you know, peer. Just think of peer pressure. Like, oh my gosh, I am not ready for my children to enter like middle school age. But like we all have impulses, and not to say that anything is right or wrong, because it is all, it's all divine. Like it's all laid out for us. And if we do take quote unquote a track that might not be destined for us, like we'll have another choice for our free will to course correct, right? So that's just all in the beauty of our human experience. And I want to share an example of kind of the opposite here. So like being untrue to yourself, maybe like being disloyal or betraying yourself. Because once I kind of share this, then we're going to jump into how like to trust yourself and things like that. So I'm super excited. So, okay. So just think, like if you're at a party, and I had like the middle school mind here. So like if you're at a party, granted, we're not going to parties in middle school, but like just think of the gossip and stuff, right? So if you're at a party and you're talking maybe in a way that you don't want to be, maybe like you're with a group and you know, they start gossiping or just not being like, it's not like a conversation that you want to be in, but you're in it and you follow along. That is you being disloyal to yourself, because you knew that you didn't want to have that conversation. Like you could have easily stepped away, but you cared about what they maybe would have thought or said or what have you. And you involved yourself in that conversation. Like hand up, like we've all been there. Maybe not now in your life, but like in high school, let's say, like we've all kind of been in that state. And when you know you should be like taking that action, like in stepping out of that circle or things like that. Okay, so another example, kind of broadening, kind of zooming out, and this is just kind of a broad example, is if you know deep down you should be doing something, like taking this action step or stopping this habit or starting this habit or reading a particular book, let's say, or just doing something that you know that you should be doing, because it's easy. Like sometimes like we know what we should be doing, shouldn't be doing, but we're not doing it, right? That's being disloyal to yourself. And the only way to know yourself is to live by that inner knowing and to listen to it, right? So we can't beat ourselves up for it, because we've all been untrue and disloyal. You know, I'm doing air quotes because I wasn't really sure what word I wanted to put on that. Untrue, disloyal, betraying yourself. I mean, I don't want it to sound bad, because we've all been there. We've all done it, and we all still do it. Again, this is part of the human experience, but it's also a way that we are able to learn ourselves and to know, okay, this isn't me, this is me. And you know, you're kind of painting this picture, putting this puzzle together. And the key here is once you're aware of it, you could always go back and repair something. Like you could have that conversation and apologize. You can go back and, you know, undo something that you've maybe done, or take the accountability hold integrity and repair. Do the work and repair, okay? Put your ego aside, put your pride aside and repair. And then you move forward and you feel good. You're not gonna feel good in the moment, but you're gonna feel so much happier and proud of yourself because you did, quote unquote, the right thing for you. You're remaining true to you by following your heart and following that inner compass. And here's another segue with this too. We cannot wish ourselves out of this present moment. This is where we are, here and now. Our feelings that we have, good or bad, our thoughts that we have, good or bad, our emotions that we have, good or bad, we can take action and learn ourselves without judgment. We can take action while giving ourselves grace. We could work through these limiting beliefs. We could release these stuck emotions. We can get to where we are meant to be by tuning in and taking action on those nudges from our inner wisdom. And it's not easy. Like, our ego is always going to want to talk us out of it, right? Our comfort level is always going to want to say, no way. But like, by golly, it's so worth it. The rewards are so much greater than breaking through that surface of that initial like hard. Because just think, like, if you follow that whisper of your heart, do you think that you'll ever have regrets? This doesn't mean you'll always do everything perfect. There's a big difference. Will you have regrets? Because you're doing what you know that feeling inside. And I promise by the end of this episode, like, we're going to have some tangible ways to like know that feeling, but I truly feel like you know what I'm talking about here. And I'm sure if you're listening to this show, like, you have some willingness to step up and do that work for yourself, right? And you know that it's going to be uncomfortable and that there's going to be hard moments. I'm going to go on a little segue here to just kind of pump you up a little bit, because there's going to be moments where you're going to be diving into the depths. There's going to be moments where you're going to be down in the dirt, like deep in the mud, wondering like, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't feel good, but like, I know big picture, like I'm so good, you know, but like, you're working through some shit. And just know that you're so worth it. You will always be worth it. And your work and your healing that you're doing with yourself is worth it. The more that you push the hard away, the more it's going to come up. And it's okay. Like, we always have a choice. You could say, not today. Like, I'm not in a space today to work through this. But just know, if hard is coming up within your life, it's something, there's a message, there's a lesson for you, and it's going to continue to come up until you are ready to sit with it. Okay. A lot of the work that I do with the moms and people that I work with, like, we're allowing the alchemy of a meditation process and energy healing to work with ourselves within these energetics that we're feeling, to be able to work through and release and, you know, raise that frequency, raise that vibration. And oh my gosh, like, with all the compassion, tenderness, grace, and no judgments, like, the ascensions that we make is, it's miraculous. It's miraculous, and it's not easy. And I feel like that's the hardest, one of the hardest steps, is because we hit the hard right away and we're like, nope, we must be doing it wrong. But when people say like, it's not outside of you, it's within you, like, this is what that means. Like, to love yourself forward, to follow that inner compass, to take action on what you know deep down is meant for you, we just sometimes have to get quiet enough to listen and learn that discernment from our ego and our inner compass. So just a quick rundown here, and let's kind of jump into the second part of this episode, is if you find yourself being untrue to yourself and being disloyal, betraying yourself, like, we all have that feeling within our body, of that pit in your stomach, like, literally feelings of guilt, wherever you may store that in the body, but typically it's in your stomach because that's where your sacral chakra is. So whatever that feeling is for you, you know that you're not supposed to be doing something or saying that thing and taking, you're doing that action, whatever that might be. Everything in your body is like screaming, don't do it. You probably might even feel it, yet you do it anyway because of external pressures. You think you should be doing it because everyone else is doing it. Peer pressures, like, whatever it might be, like, there's no shame. There's no judgment. We all do it. We are not perfect. But this is a sign that you're not being loyal to yourself. You're not following your inner heart compass and your intuitive center. So now, how can we connect to and follow that intuitive center? I want to share with you three ways to do that. So first is finding your center in the present, in the now. because we get so busy and so caught up in the hustle of our daily lives that we lose touch with our own energy. We just go through the motions of not feeling connected to ourselves because we're going through the motions of life. Like we're a robot in our own life. And this is a very intentional thing to do, but it's like riding a bike, let's say. Like once you get it, like you'll kind of know how to connect back to it if you become disconnected. You'll understand that life is going to be chaos. There's going to be hard. You're going to, you know, steer away and do things that you probably knew you shouldn't do, but you'll always understand how to come back, how to ground yourself, rejuvenate yourself from that go, go, go of the hustle of life and the world. And you remain centered. You find a way to remain centered and come back to your present moment, the now. And I think of it like the new Matilda movie, the musical, it's on Netflix. But towards the end, when Matilda, I think she called Miss Trunchbull a bully. It was after Mrs. Trunchbull like brought them through that ringer of an obstacle course outside through the rain, through the mud. And she called her a bully and told her no. And as Mrs. Trunchbull is like trudging over to her and like she's screaming and there's like a tornado that starts forming around Matilda being just in this chaos. But like in the movie, we don't hear Mrs. Trunchbull's like anger and yelling. Matilda's grounded and it's like this beautiful music. And obviously she like starts singing a song, but like that's kind of what I'm trying to explain here is like, there might be a tornado around you. There might be so much coming at you, but you remain centered in your calm and in the present moment. And here's another example too. Let's say that you are like traveling on this train, or just imagine a train traveling, okay? It's going like super fast, like hundreds of miles per hour. How well do you think that you could see the scenery, you know, on that moving train going so fast versus a train that's going like 37 miles an hour, 20, you know, 20 miles an hour? Like there's such a huge difference on how much you would see on that, you know, 300 mile an hour train versus that 30 mile an hour train. This demonstrates how you move through your life with your presence, with your now energy, with your intuition leading, how you stay centered in that now versus like being just so like disconnected from ourselves and just on the go, go, go and hustling and your nervous system is completely disoriented and like you're on that 300 mile an hour train. Like the intuition is your scenery, right? How fast that you're moving through your life, your pace of life determines how your intuition is observed. Like, do you connect to that intuition or are you allowing the hustle and bustle and go and the, you know, your nervous system is completely destroyed because you're not slowing down and staying connected to the present now. You can find like this centering in the present moment through meditation, through body scans, through tuning into your senses, breath work, reading The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Like that is how I learned about the power of now. Like granted, like we know the present moment, but that was just such a powerful book. It opened my eyes so much to the power of the present moment. Like the only moment that we truly ever have is right now. It's this very moment. Every moment going forward, right? So finding what helps you stay in the now is key. And in that moment, you'll be aware of the subtle messages or ways that your intuition will be speaking to you. And this vibration carries like this conscious thought of your soul. And when you're tuned in, you could hear that. You could hear your own inner compass, your own intuition. And if you do it once, you'll get better at it and better and better. Everything in life takes practice, right? But you could always come back to this place within to connect back to the now. No matter how busy life gets, you could always come back to your breath, to meditation. You can get back to that present moment, centering yourself. And meditation for me is number one. That's why I went through a meditation certification program to be able to teach you how to do that too, because it's life-changing. Number two is doing a grounding meditation. So this is a very condensed version of the grounding meditation that I walk you through. If you have a energy healing session with me, or you'll see this just in a lot of the work that I do, we'll always start with some form of grounding meditation. I'm not going to walk you through exactly this meditation right now, but kind of like a guide of what it involves and how you could do this on your own, how you can make up your own. But if you want to know exactly like how I will lead you through a meditation, you could schedule an energy healing session with me and we will get grounded together and work through some energetics and have an amazing experience together. So This is a practice that you can do right when you finish this episode for you to be able to find your center and your connection. And I'm just saying, I'm like giving you that accountability work, right? To do it right after this episode if you're able, so it's fresh in your mind. But just write it down. If you're not able to do it, just come back to doing a grounding meditation when you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes to be able to go through this. So you can begin wherever you are. If you're sitting, standing, whatever feels good to you, begin by placing your hands on your heart. And I encourage you to have your feet on the floor. This is not a strict position to stay in during this meditation, but just getting started. It's more so just to start, because I encourage you that in order like to ground ourselves, it's a lot easier when our feet are planted on the ground. So once you kind of get into that position, just begin to notice your body. Like your feet are on, you know, the ground beneath you. Your pelvis is either resting on a seat, or if you're standing, just that natural tilt of your pelvis. Pay attention to your posture, your chest, if your heart is open, and just feel free to feel the flow of the energy and how your body naturally rests. Just like turn everything else off and tune in to the feelings in your body. And then you bring awareness to your breath. Just sit with your breath for a few counts of your inhales and exhales and just marvel like in the beauty, I'm going to start crying, in the beauty and the magic of how natural and automatic and life-giving our breath is. This is a big part of what we walk through, like really focusing on that breath. And as you're settling into that breath, allow your body to just begin to move freely in any way you desire. I'm a horrible dancer, but like I find myself like swaying and rocking and just moving my body to really get that energy flowing. It's a natural process to really move that energy freely through your body, through your chakras and your energy centers. And your breath is just like this dance with this flow. And it really helps grounding you into this present moment, because as you're taking this time to settle in, you're feeling your body's awareness, how your breath is. You could then maybe notice your senses if you're smelling anything, or if there's, you know, noise around you. You could do this with your kids, or maybe there's traffic outside. It's giving kind of your senses, it's awakening your acknowledgement, your awareness to your senses. So you don't have to be silent. You know, you don't have to be still. And that's so beautiful, that connection to the world around us. And we have this ongoing practice of like appreciating and learning and being guided by that present moment of where we are now. Just let yourself be. If thoughts come up, that's okay. You could just kind of refocus back to what your intention is for that grounding meditation. Maybe words might come up to you also. That's fine. That's okay if you're feeling loved or happy or calm or anxious. Whatever comes up to you, it's okay, because you're just tuning in and you're listening. And then just for as long as you have, just sit in that state and really focus on your body and on your awareness. And I don't really know how to transition off of here, because like when I'm doing this with people, like we really move into some energetics and like continue this meditation of feeling into the energy and feeling into the flow and how it is for you and your body, like what that symbol is for you when your body, when your energy is in that alignment. So that initial piece that I just shared is really just tuning into your body, your breath, your senses, free movement. And that's just so powerful in itself, because it really connects you and grounds you to the present moment. And you could always return to that simple practice or those feelings of bringing in just awareness. Like do it while you're driving. Obviously don't close your eyes, but you could just focus on your breath while you're driving, or your senses, to just ground yourself back to the now, following that flow, whatever it means to you, however it feels to you, in whichever way to attune your energy to your energy of alignment. And number three, this is a really fun one. Number three is a simple exercise to literally test your intuition in action, to see how it feels within your body. I swear it's amazing. I heard this years and years and years and years ago. I don't even know if I was in college yet, but I never really correlated it to like learning your intuition and leaning into your truth. So when I heard it from a completely different source within the last year or so, who was speaking about it in terms of listening to your heart and your intuition, it was just this biggest light bulb moment for me. Like seriously, it was life changing. So, okay, what you want to do is grab a coin. This is called the coin toss method. Grab a coin, any form of coin that has two different sides, like a heads or tails, okay? And I want you to think about a decision that you have to make in your life. This could be as easy as like, what do I want for dinner tonight? To as difficult of a decision as like, do we want to move? Where, what city? You know, a couple options, cities, a job change. Like it could be any decision that you have to make within your life. But the only stipulation here is like, it has to be either option one or option two. And then what you're going to do is to lean into your awareness, kind of get grounded and think, well, which one do I want more? And probably, like if you're pondering this and if you're stuck with the decision, you have no idea. Like you don't know, like air quotes, right? So your conscious mind, or maybe just you don't want to admit it to yourself. Nonetheless, whatever it is, what you do is you give those two options. You name one heads and you name the other tails. Heads is this and tails is this. And then here's like the epiphany moment. Once you kind of have your rules set, right? You flip the damn coin. And here is like the most fascinating piece. And obviously what you're going to be paying attention to is when that coin is in the air, the feelings that you get, which option that you hope it lands on, like that is your intuition. That is your gut speaking to you. And if like you want to close your eyes, like if you flip the coin and it doesn't go very high, close your eyes to gain a little more time in your decision, like before you open to see what it truly does land on. But it is a life-changing response. And the point of this exercise is, of course, I hope that you understand, like it's not to do what the coin says, but instead to see how your body feels about what the coin says. Because what, like the heads and tails, whatever that is, like it initiates that feeling within your body. Because like if you flip the coin and it lands on tails, and but you like really wanted heads, like you're gonna feel like, oh gosh, like you're gonna feel kind of bummed. Your energy is gonna lower, your frequency lowers, your thoughts, you know, you get, there's a little feeling that you get. And I swear to you, like if you don't get that feeling, then the decision doesn't matter. Do whatever the coin says. But I will kid you not, like it's just such a beautiful practice. And I am not telling you like to do, I know I just said that, but if the decision doesn't matter, cool, you know, do what the coin says, but the heads or tails does not make the decisions for you. I'm not telling you to make your life altering decisions on a coin toss, even though like I've done that and it's like so spontaneous, it's fun, but it is more so to initiate your connection within. It's helping you access your intuition within you. So I want you to try this coin toss to just feel into some of the decisions that you need to make within your life. And I would love to hear how it went and what you felt and how subtle that feeling is, right? Like it's so subtle, and that's how it's so easy to overlook it. Oh my gosh, it's just so amazing. So the more that you follow the callings like of your intuitive center and follow your energy of alignment, the more that you will feel like you, because you are literally stepping into her. Like you are evolving with her. You are coming home to her time and time again, because we all stray away, right? If you need help with finding your energy of alignment, you could always schedule a free foundational call with me, or jump right into a custom meditative energy healing with intuitive guidance and support. Like I would love to work with you more in depth versus like I love speaking to you on a podcast. Don't get me wrong. My podcast is my baby and I love this platform so, so much, but I would love to speak with you one-on-one. I would love to hear what makes your heart sing. I would love to hear what your struggles are. I would love to help you work through it and heal and evolve and just grow. Oh, and just be the you that you're meant to be. I love you, friends. I will link both of those for you in the show notes below. And until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to learn your energy of alignment and deepen your relationship with Him. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode relatable or compelling? Please give my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mama the podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling, to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, Mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. sending my love and light.